Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Oh, poor Judy. Poor
She's
Judy.
She's sick as a dog.
She is sick as a dog.
But hey, I'm here.
Yep.
I made it.
Yes, you are. You're doing a great job, and I know you don't feel good, so you deserve a big round of applause.
She
here,
really
I
does.
Oh, thank you.
After this, I'm going to make you some chicken soup.
Oh, thank you.
You better.
Well, I won't actually make it. I'll just buy some. But
you'll open a can.
Yeah, I'll open a can for you.
Yeah, well.
Thank you. It's still the thought that counts.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, Tammy, what are you working on in the old newsroom there?
I have got the story of this fantastic dog named Kai that somebody abandoned at a railway station, complete with a suitcase full of his belongings. It is the saddest story in the world, but there's a really happy ending, too.
I love happy endings.
Definitely.
Me too.
Let's go to the...
Okay.
Toll-free 1-866-405-8405. I mean, who doesn't, really? Dog Father Joey Villani and Dr. Debbie here, too. Answer your questions.
You're so red, Hal.
Which one are we going to?
Line three.
Okay. Hi, Denise. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine, thank you. How about you all?
Good. Where are you?
Great.
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Beautiful Pennsylvania. Where?
In Womelsdorf, Pennsylvania. It's about halfway between Philly and Harrisburg.
Okay. Are you listening on XM or any one of our affiliate stations?
I'm listening on WEEU.
EEU in Reading, Pennsylvania. Well,
Correct.
Thank you very much for doing that. Dr. Debbie's here.
Yes.
Well, hi.
Hi, have you ever heard of anything like this? I have a German Jack Shepherd Russell. He's approximately 10 years old, and I took him outside. I got home from a babysitting job, took him outside. He seemed fine. He walked around, did his stuff, came back inside. We sat for about 2 hours, went back out again for the last time for the night, and had a terrible time trying to get him up out of his kennel. He would not get up, and when he did, he was limping, holding one paw up, and that went on for about 2 days, and I finally said, what am I doing different? And I thought of what I had started giving him on Friday, and I stopped giving that to him, and by the following Thursday, he was back to his old power-pulling self, and what I was giving him was a popular name-brand bone treat, type cookie with glucosamine chondroitin in it.
Okay.
So it made him practically lame.
I don't know. I have a hard time making that conclusion. The way that we can test that very easily, feed that to your dog for 2 days and let's see if he limps. Because my bet, and I'm from Vegas, so and I'm betting today, man, my bet is that it's not related to that. And it could very well be just a soft tissue injury. The other thing would be, you know, in a 10-year-old dog, we have the potential for arthritis. Glucosamine is actually very useful to help treat osteoarthritis and pain related to that. So it's really not something I can make a connection saying that treat likely caused a limping problem. And but like I said, the best way to test that theory is to give that to him for 2 days, see if that limping resumes.
That's what I did. And he's back to his power pull himself since I stopped giving it to him.
Right, but what I would suggest is challenge him again and give him that treat. If you've discontinued it and you think the limping is gone, give it to him again. The chances are it was probably some soft tissue injury and it was going to improve on its own no matter what we did. You know, whether, you know, we used some holistic therapy or we took a, you know, chicken and rolled it over his head or whatever. So, yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with that, but, you can always test and
there's
try
one way
it out.
To find out. Yeah. Let us know because we were interested here to know. It is a big brand name and we'd be interested to know if your dog's having a reaction to it.
I'll try it again and I'll give you a call back.
Thanks, Denise. 1-866-405-8405 to talk with anyone here at Animal Radio. Hi, Stacy. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. I have a question about my 13-month Newfoundland.
Hey.
I have a dog. We got her about a year ago. In the last, maybe it was like 3 or 4 weeks ago, she was diagnosed with a torn cruciate ligament on her right hind leg. And about a week and a half later, the left leg went.
Oh.
So we're kind of devastated about it. But we took her to the vet, and he was recommending TPLO surgery for her.
Okay.
And my question, though, is, because she is a large breed, she's not overweight. She is she's in really good shape. In fact, she's probably on the thin side right now because she's not eating as well because she's in a lot of pain. It's a long recovery period, and I know I have to pretty much crate her most of the day after the surgery. And we have to kind of carry her in and out of the house because we have stairs everywhere to get in and out of our house. And then the other question, you know, just to see if that's going to be kind of cruel for her because they only can do the surgery one leg at a time. And then the other thing is I've been reading a lot that they end up developing arthritis a lot of the times after the surgery anyway. So I just kind of wanted to get your opinion on the subject.
Okay, sure. And ironically, I was just getting off the phone chatting with someone about their dog with cruciate disease who just had surgery. So that, very strange. But yes, with cruciate disease in dogs, yes, they will go on after surgical repair and have some arthritis. The problem is you have a baby here, and it would be a very different answer I would give you if you have a 12-year-old dog versus a 1- or 2-year-old dog. So because she is so young, I would definitely encourage you to have surgery done. And the TPLO is one of the best ways to manage a very large dog. And we kind of have to look at how these kind of injuries happen. And in dogs, it's somewhat related to the angles in their knee and the forces that are put on those major support ligaments in the knee. So the cruciate is the big one. And when that blows, we lose the major stability in that joint. So having both of those at such a young age, I think for longevity and use of her legs, that would be the better way to go. And I certainly would not advocate not doing surgery. That would be a last case scenario for that 12-year-old dog that I don't know that I want to put them through that surgery. And interestingly enough, when you said Newfoundland, there are certain breeds of dog that at a very young age are more prone for blowing out their cruciates, and sometimes both of them. And they tend to be Newfoundlands, among other breeds. Akitas, Labradors, Rottweilers are very common in this, because otherwise most vets will tell you, oh, that's unheard of. Young dogs don't get cruciate injuries, but it can happen, particularly in those breeds.
The only thing I don't know how much stress this was going to cause. We really never crated her past 5 months old. She was not a dog that liked to be in a crate. She did not like to be crate. She's pretty much my shadow. She loves to follow me everywhere around the house. And I'm just worried that for the months of recovery, and it's going to be about 2 months per leg, I'm thinking, how hard that's going to be for her.
And I'd have to say I'm probably a little bit more of a weenie when it comes to crating that long after this kind of surgery. You know, maybe the orthopedic specialist would say otherwise, but I think you could get away with less than that. Now, certainly we don't want her jumping and running, mostly so she doesn't hurt that other leg more. So I would get that we want to keep her quiet, but I usually don't have my post-cruciate patients crated for 2 months at a time after surgery. She's young, she's a puppy, so we do want to limit her activity, and crating may be important initially as she's healing. But a lot of times, you know, we have to give them something to do, and just general activity around the house, as long as we're not jumping, slipping our legs, doing anything really crazy acrobatics. I'm usually fine with that kind of limited activity. Now, sometimes we will sedate and use tranquilizers for post-op patients. And I'd say some of the more exuberant pets after this kind of surgery, I will do that. Although I find that some of the normal pet tranquilizers don't always work. So I'll kind of dabble in a little bit more exotic ones that may not have as much tolerance effect. I would say I'm definitely a fan of having large breed and extra large breeds having that surgery done, because it gives them the best support on that leg. And some dogs, the last dog I was just talking to the family, that dog started walking very quickly within a day or two after surgery, because there's so much more support there than was previously. So I would give it that benefit.
You would. Now, is there any studies, especially with a larger breed? I know the smaller breeds and the medium breeds probably have less. I would think they would have a higher success rate just because they are less weight and they're smaller. But the larger breeds, like a Newfoundland, is there any studies about arthritis setting in, at, you know, right after surgery or soon after surgery?
Well, I mean, I can guarantee you she's going to have some degree of arthritis, even if immediately if you corrected that, because there has been an insult within that joint. It would certainly, we would expect we'd see less arthritis over time if we don't have that chronic inflammation going on inside the joint. So if we don't have that damaged cartilage and the ligament flapping around inside the joint for longer periods of time, that kind of puts a little bit of perhaps a degree of arthritis that we might expect. So,
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you very
much.
It's
not avoidable.
Very helpful.
Yeah, and it's certainly not avoidable. It means we're going to have some kind of chronic concerns for her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think definitely with my giant doggies, this is definitely the way to go and getting them back on those legs. And, you know, you may always be very cautious. You may use joint supplements and other things to kind of help support her joints.
Actually, I've already started it. I said, you know what, I'm going to just start it. Probably isn't going to help right now, but it's not going to hurt. So I did.
Absolutely.
I started her on some glucosamine and so forth, so...
Very good. Okay, well, best wishes with everything.
Okay.
And I hope that turns out well for you and her. And thank you for your call. This is Dr.
Debbie.
Thank
you very much.
1-866-405-8405 to connect with any one of the Dream Team right now here at Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
At Stella and Chewy's, they're dedicated to the simple proposition that pets should be healthy and happy. Their commitment to quality starts with their ingredients. Every Stella and Chewy's product is made with raw, naturally raised meat, poultry, or fish, sourced from USDA-inspected facilities without added hormones or antibiotics. Unlike commercial pet food, which is one of the most highly processed products on the planet, with much of its nutritional value cooked away, Stella and Chewy's dog and cat food is nutritious and delicious. Learn more at stellaandchewys.com.
Okay, for all you men out there who've ever vented about the cost of razor blades or the razor burn that cheap blades give you, I want you to check out Harry's.com today. This is good stuff, guys. At Harry's, you get high-quality razor blades and shaving products for a fraction of drugstore prices. Why pay $32 for razor blades when at Harry's, you can find high-quality blades for half the price? And these are expertly crafted, high-quality razors. Harry's owns a factory in Germany that's been making razors for almost 100 years. These guys know what they're doing. And by cutting out the middlemen, Harry's delivers them to you with factory direct prices. Guys, I promise, this is a better quality and better value shave. And right now, you can get Harry's starter set complete with a razor, 3 blades, and shave cream. It's a month worth of shaving for just $15 with free shipping. Plus, visit Harry's.com now and you'll also get $5 off your first order. To get your $5 off, go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1616 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1616.
Hi, everybody. This is Frankie Avalon, and I love Animal Radio. Keep listening.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hi, Pepper. How are you?
I'm fine, and I want to tell you thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, of course, with such a pretty name. How did you get the name Pepper?
I eat about 5 gallon jar full of jalapeno peppers a week.
Oh, my.
That's okay.
So it's not your given name.
Likes them too.
See, the dog likes them too, huh?
All right.
Uh-huh.
Now, you don't have a regular name for the dog, do you?
Well, I named him Casper because he's white.
Casper.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's going on with Casper there?
Well, I have two dogs. One is a Havanese and one is a Bichon, Casper. I had Casper about 2 years, and I was making his own dog food, which it was ground turkey, brown rice, and I'd buy the bag of frozen vegetables and put it in there, and everything was going fine. I'm an over-the-road truck driver. Let me tell you that first.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, he started getting, like, bladder infection, kidney infection.
Mm-hmm.
One right after another, right after another. And, I mean, it's not that I'm not taking him out and walking him. It's not that I'm not letting him walk long enough. I mean, every time I would go to the vet, it'd be like $350, $450 while they try to track this thing down. They treat it. They even went as far as to give me a prescription to take to Walgreens because he had to be on antibiotics for so long one time.
Okay.
And then he started chewing at his paws. And his paws turned real pinkish looking, and all around his mouth were real pinkish looking, and then he got another bladder infection. I took him back to the vet. She said, well, she goes, this just isn't right. Now, this is when we were home just about every weekend. So she did some investigating, and she told me, she said, he needs to go. He's got a protein, a problem assimilating protein. And we need to put him on the urinary ISO.
Okay.
Well, I've got him on that, but I was just wondering if there is another alternative to it. Now, this dog begs for vegetables. He begs for vegetables. He loves vegetables.
All right. He's a dog with my mind.
Oh, listen, he loves jalapeno peppers, any kind of vegetable that you will give him.
This awesome.
Dog
now,
eats
I get
fruit you give him.
Well, hey, now I want to back up for a minute because you said with Casper that he was having a lot of urinary issues. Did they put him on that food because they determined he had types of bladder stones?
She didn't say bladder stones. She just said that he had a problem assimilating protein.
Okay. Just because when I hear about a Bichon who's having problems in the urinary nature, they are a breed very prone to bladder stones, and particularly calcium oxalate-based bladder stones. So one of the methods to deal with that is we will try a low-protein diet and SO type food, if that's the one that you're talking about, made by Royal Canin, that is appropriate for that kind of dog that has those kind of urinary issues, and it is a low protein food. So
okay.
If that's somehow related to his previous signs, then I would definitely endorse that, prescription basically for you. And
well, he hasn't had a problem since.
Well, there you go. Then it's doing something.
Well,
at least I'm speculating.
Well, now they've changed, our company has changed our route, and I mean, sometimes it's anywhere from 2 to 4 months before we get home.
They
changed it going down the road. So, and I realize this is a prescription dog food, and it's hard for me to get. Now, I am going home next weekend, and I do have a couple of cans and some dry that is going to make me get home. But is there, if I get in a bind, is there anything else?
Well, the trick is there's probably some things that we can use short-term or treat foods that would be appropriate for a dog on this food. But I'm going to say it's a little hard to just pick a food that we're going to be able to substitute because this is a therapeutic food. It is basically gearing the urine into a certain environment so we can hopefully prevent those problems. Now, there are some treats that we can do. Oh, before I even get there, I was going to say, at least at my office and many veterinary offices around the country, they may have the option to order online for these prescription foods and to have those shipped to your home. So that might be something. We do that through something called a pet portal. So my clients can have that shipped to their front door so that they don't run out of this regular food. Because it is very
well,
much.
I mean,
very
my vet only is only like 10 miles from me, and the problem is getting to my home city.
Okay.
Now that we're out here on the road.
Okay. Well, the things that we would definitely want to avoid is you mentioned a lot of the different meat things. Many of those we will want to avoid. The things we can use in a pinch for a pet that's on a diet like SO would be eggs. We can use eggs or chicken, but we stay away from, a lot of the heavier meats. You mentioned vegetables and fruits. And so there are some fruits and vegetables we can use that are appropriate along with this diet. I'll often recommend bananas, melons, green peas, cauliflower, those kind of foods would be appropriate. And again, it's kind of
that broccoli, cabbage, he even eats turnip greens.
Oh, wow. So, some of those foods might not be a bad thing, but I would hate for you to be out on the road and rely on those food items as your main source of a diet. So,
I'm going to buy the large bag, the super large bag, and I'm going to put about 30 pounds on the truck, so I won't be out, but it just caught me unawares this time, and
Yeah.
You know,
now, one other solution that I might recommend, and we use this solution for folks around us that travel, is you can ask your veterinarian for either a prescription card or a written prescription for that food. And if you're heading through another community, and if you have a written prescription for that food, you may very well be able to buy that at a veterinary office. But you can't just go in and say, hey, I need that SO food. Most places will say, we're not comfortable selling that to you unless we know you really need this for your pet. So that might be another kind of little trick to try.
Give that a shot, Pepper. 1-866-405-8405 to connect with any one of the Dream Team right now.
Tammy, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
I've got a story that's kind of hard to take, but it has a really great ending. There are some dogs that are here in the United States, and they're going to their new homes, and that's the fun part. They were rescued from ending up on somebody's dinner plate.
Mm.
They're safe, and they're getting new homes, and it's just the first of many, let's hope.
Also this hour, we're talking to Pamela. She makes roadkill clothing.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
It was only meant to be a safety drill at a zoo, but dozens of children were left in tears after an escaped animal drill went all wrong. The idea was to test the readiness of the staff at a Tokyo zoo in a well-intentioned practice drill based on a scenario of a strong wind blowing a tree into an enclosure, providing a way out for an orangutan. The overacting actor jumped out of the cage and began running around the zoo, scattering the crowd. The oranga actor grabbed an employee and was promptly shot with a fake tranquilizer gun. He dramatically fell to the ground, and that's when all the kids started crying. It took some time, but the staff was finally able to convince everyone that it was all an act. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
You know Canine Caviar for their great human-grade ingredients in your dog's food. We now continue that tradition and excellent pet nutrition with 7 single-serving cat food trays. We love our cats and dogs, and that's why we're featuring all human-grade tuna, salmon, and chicken proteins with other hand-chosen ingredients to promote proper nutrition. They're in environmentally friendly, recyclable, BPA-free plastic trays. Look for Canine and Feline Caviar products at your local pet supply store or online. For more information, call 800-392-7888.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than $1. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just a way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.